avoid those stretches, and that's what we've been unable to do in a lot of these games.
Are there any particular other moments that you look back, Nick and Sarah, that was a turning point?
Not necessarily. I think we were just in at the end. Kobe hit a bunch of shots. You know, we hit one more than we did. And that was it.
Defending him in a situation like that, pretty much everybody in the building knows what they want to do anyway. Mm-hmm. Is he just that good that there's just times you're just going to have to, you know, suck it up and tip your head and go back to the other end?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we defended him well. The guys we had on him did a good job. He sent jump shots over our hand, and there's not a lot else you can do. You know, you can throw a jump defense, a double team at him or something like that, and that might work, but it's really a tough thing to double a guy out in the middle of the floor. It really leaves you vulnerable, and you know, and especially with something we've never done really before. So, you know, there's really no need to second guess what we did. I think he made great shots, and I thought we defended him well. But he elevates so high. A lot of times it doesn't matter who's guarding him, because he gets higher than their hand, and the shot seems open to him anyway.
You guys, how hard is it to lose a game like this when it went so well? You guys as a group of bigs played so well. The point guards played so well.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we've lost quite a few, and to have a game going overtime and have a chance to win and drop it, it's tough. You know, it is what it is. Got to be able to try to come back and get some wins on this road trip, but it does hurt, definitely.
Should it feel like Luke gave you guys a lift? It seemed like you two were right back in rhythm right away.
Yeah, he played great. I think he offensively does a good job running the team, really pushed the tempo, and kind of picked up the whole team a little bit, gave us a lift, and we ran the ball a lot better tonight than we have been. And he's really good in those pick and rolls too. Him and Kurt did a good job. Seems like we got a shot down the stretch almost every possession. We went to that.
What was the difference tonight than the last four games offensively?
I think we ran the ball a lot better, more consistent. We had a more consistent break. You know, for us to be successful, we got to get a lot of buckets in transition. We struggle in half court when teams set up. So, you know, we got athletes, we got to get out and run, and we did a much better job of that tonight, I think. And defensively is better, and of course, you can't run without getting stops. You can't run out of the net, so that helps too, and we're able to get stops and then push the break. That's when we're at our best.
You seem really comfortable out there offensively. Did you know it was going to be that kind of night?
No, I mean, first half, I didn't really do a whole lot. But second half, I was just finding openings, and you know, I didn't really shoot anything but layups, but I was able to find seams and catch it and go out quick and strong and rebound, and I was able to, you know, when we're playing well on the floor space, it's easier to rebound. Guys have to help, and it leaves it open when, you know, your guy doesn't have to leave and help on anybody. It's easier for him to box you out, so it's accumulation of things. The better we play, the better it is for me in terms of rebounding the ball.
Nick, did you kind of feel like the way your night was going, that shot should have gone in?
Yeah, it felt good when I let it go. I thought I was ready to shoot it, and I thought I was going to make it, but it didn't go in.